Blog Talk Radio.
With me now, Brooklyn. Back on that Brooklyn bullshit. Heh. The year was 2009, nigga, in fact. Yeah, that's the song that almost put me on the map. 100 block, but it ain't make 100 racks. Bad business, niggas ain't know no better. It's always a cold world, call that ski mask weather. Heh. I've been nice since Vance and Leathers, since Hov knocked the man off your polo sweater. Brooklyn. I'm just getting started. Heard they counting me out. These niggas is retarded. Casanova, look what you done started. Can't have a Brooklyn challenge without me up on it. Hollywood, the hidden Brooklyn gym. When niggas say they moving weight, there ain't no Brooklyn gym. Downtown, Jimmy Jazz or VIM. Hitting up Vinny Styles for some new fresh Timbs. And I'm so Brooklyn that I wear them in the summertime. So Brooklyn, I was here before they gentrified. Back when they only tried to kill us. Now they want our parking spots. Back when they were scared to ride the new lots. I'm so Brooklyn, I don't trust nobody. One of them boys in the hood got a sort of shoddy. Don't let that go over your head like a JetBlue pilot. And when I step out the building, I look like Flight Mallet. Myrtle Ave between Troop and Tompkins. Where I'm from, niggas ain't have any options. Had to make our own way, build it brick by brick. Somebody get out of line, you tell them suck my dick. So Brooklyn, your mans could be a functioning fiend. And those alphabet boys, they patrolling the P's. So Brooklyn, the way I talk is my ID. Tell Ock, no onions up on my chopped cheese, bitch. You niggas about to bring me out of character. The quiet one who ain't so quiet, watch I embarrass ya. It's Hollywood, some remember the name. And no matter how big I get, I'm gonna remember the pain. Remember the Nostra ad, remember the change. Remember the U-Haul truck, remember the range. Remember the CI move, it's much of the same. And it was no ticker tape, but it was our first place. Stop playing. Like this nigga ain't the most underrated. Done accomplished wild shit, even when niggas hate it. And I'm better than most, ain't no need to debate it. No need for a Facebook post, no need for a ranking. I do it, got him sick, go ahead, let out all the vomit. Cause if you think I'm gonna stop, you must be out of your bonnet. It's light work paying Brooklyn homage. Tag Fabric casting over right up under them comments. Do me that solid.
Actually, I don't mind onions, but on certain things it could be a lot on certain things. I don't mind it on other things, but what up though?
I like a lot of onions.
Friends, yikes! You must have a lot of mints.
Listen, shut the fuck
on
up.
Deck.
Anyway, Hollywood and Friends, what's going on?
What's good? We're here every Sunday, 3 p.m. Thank y'all for tuning in. I am Hollywood.
And this is Judy.Blue. Judy Blue.
Follow us on social media. I am at I am Hollywood. Judy Blue is at Judy.BLU. Follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network, BLU on Blue. So it is January 19th. 2020, our second show of the new year, right? Damn, man, some already.
Nah,
it's looking in New York, though.
Nah, it's not nowhere near summer, sweetheart.
We was doing sweetheart. So good. We had like 60
Wait.
Degree weather.
And Wait. Then 52,
Mother Nature
50
was
degrees,
like, nah.
52, you know, yeah, a little song. You know.
Mother Nature was like, let me humble y'all for a second, let y'all know
real quick.
It is January.
Right.
Don't
right.
think, don't think it's sweet.
Right.
But, yeah. That.
That's what happened.
Oh, man. Let
That's
me tell y'all
what
else happened. What's hot in these vlogs, what we're going to be talking about for the day.
Okay.
Rapper Pop Smoke. You may or may not know him. I mean, he got one of the hottest songs out. Right
what
now,
about
but
him?
Some people may not know who he is, but he got that song, Baby Welcome to the Party.
Right.
He is following in the footsteps of many other New York rappers from Brooklyn who, as soon as they're about to pop,
God.
They get arrested.
The bad luck.
Oh,
man.
He
you know I like his
is,
music.
He's accused of transporting, they say, a stolen Rolls Royce. I'll explain more in a little bit. We also talk about Beyonce and Ivy Park.
I thought it was
going to
be serious.
Shit, it might be serious. You know how they do us as it is, and you know how they, it seems like.
It could
I mean,
be federal too, right?
Yeah, because he transported it,
so much
they
money.
Say, along state lines, across state lines, so it's a big deal. But Beyonce and Ivy Park, her release finally happened, and it's sold out practically everywhere. We've been talking about this for a while, and Lifetime is finally ready to do it. Surviving Jeffrey Epstein.
Finally.
They're finally in the works to make that happen. We're going to talk about it. Biggie, Notorious B.I.G., and Whitney Houston both are among the 2020 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's huge.
Okay.
Word. And what else we talk about? Eminem surprise released the album. We know him and Nick Cannon been having this. Well, it wasn't Man. Really a back and forth. It was more like a fourth and fourth, because Nick Cannon was the only one.
He's battling his tongue.
Nick Cannon's the only one like saying stuff, but here we go. Eminem released the album titled Music to be Murdered To. I think that's the title of it.
Yeah.
20 songs, Jeez. And he's one of the GOATs, so it's doing pretty well in terms of how surprises go. Also, Instagram is going to begin, or they're talking about beginning labeling Photoshop pictures. So for everyone out there who likes to Photoshop, who likes to Photoshop their images to the point where Instagram robots will be able to detect that it's Photoshop, they'll put a warning label on it, titling it false information, a false information warning.
Yo, that's
the label that they're going to start putting on your
nothing.
Picture.
You can't do nothing. We can't wear Chinese slippers. We can't do nothing. Like, tired of this shit. Now, we got to fight a stand against this.
Right?
What happened to the thing that they had with the light?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they decided to not go 100%. They did like a test rollout with it, and then maybe they decided to not go full on. I don't know.
Right.
They're constantly changing this app. The main thing I hate about Instagram, before we even get into everything else, is the algorithms. If they want to fix something, they need to fix that.
Because
I keep you keep seeing the same people post over and over, and then there's some people post who you used to see all the time. You don't see no more at all. You forget you're even following them.
Right.
Certain pictures, like if you post a picture, I've learned this recently, and it has a lot of text written on it, they don't post it to your feed to get seen as much. You might notice
what you mean?
That you, like if you post a picture, let's just say you post a selfie or something, you'll get a certain amount of likes. If you post a picture with words on it, like let's just say it's a long ass text quote or something crazy, you'll notice that it won't get as many likes as something else you might post.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why they do it, but if it got text written on it, they pick and choose what they want to, like, show people.
Well, Instagram ain't really getting no love from me lately anyway, so they can go ahead with all of that. I only got, like, 6 posts up right now, so I don't even care about none of that.
Feel you. Before we get into this, how was your weekend, though? Let's start with that.
My weekend was snow-filled. I mean, nothing but errands and snow. So, I just binge-watched a couple of things that I wanted to watch and just stayed in. I mean, what the fuck I'm going to do? Go out and play in the snow? Like, what? No, I had things that I wanted to do, but then things quickly changed. Because, you really don't want to do that shit anyway.
Right, you just need... Give me
look,
a reason.
If the weather's nice, I'll be there.
Yikes.
How was yours?
I watched the finale of The Servant. Did you see it?
No.
It's
wicked.
I mean,
it's crazy.
It's a little crazy, but a little disappointing at the same time how it ended.
I watched Power. Did you watch? No.
Of course. But we'll see about Servant Hot, if they bring it back for season 2 or if this is it. Maybe this is like one and done. I don't know, but I watched that. I seen Bad Boys.
Nah, that shit is good. They should come with a season 2, but what would be the reason?
When you watch the finale, you could see there's ways they could play it. There's ways they could, they could extend it. There's still a lot of unanswered questions, I should say. So,
well, I've been watching you.
There's room.
Did you finish watching that?
No, I didn't bother. I told you after season 1 ended the way it ended, I said basically fuck season 2.
Nah,
and
it's,
I haven't watched it yet.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's worth watching. I didn't finish, but it's worth watching. Nah, it's worth watching. You be like,
they
what?
They violated on season 1. How they let him, like, how you get away with killing homegirl and then go and sell her book and, like, get away with it? Like, I was rooting for her. Like, so, nah, I don't care no more. Like,
it's a continuance of what happened after that, so you gotta watch. I mean...
But she's dead. Is he in jail? No. So...
It's a continuance. You gotta watch.
I'll think about it.
Cleared for season 3, so you know the viewers is like,
that's just
because
of the hype. You know,
it could be a bunch of people that feel like you. You know,
it's kind
it could
of
be a bunch of people that
series.
Feel the same way.
Mm-mm. We'll see.
Because not too many people was up on it like that last season.
Yeah.
They can't really just say that.
What they need to hurry up and bring back is Black Mirror. That's what
I'm
waiting
for.
No,
what they need to hurry up and bring back is Pose. You don't know about that.
Oh, I've never
wouldn't expect
it.
You to. I wouldn't expect you to. But,
So let's go into the question of the day for today. We do this every week. And you can chime in at any point throughout the show, 646-716-8544, or press 1, and we'll bring you on. Or write us on our social medias at Hollywood and Friends on Instagram. This week's question of the day is, what 5 albums would you take with you in the afterlife?
What?
When I first read this, my wheels immediately started turning. And
that
oddly
sounds
enough,
crazy because who the fuck? You know what I'm going to say. Who came up with this question? Right. What?
Every week. What was the reason? I say, this might be surprising to some people because a lot of people probably forgot about this album, but I'm judging this based on albums that I could listen to the whole thing, like through and through. And there's not many albums that you could do that with. So, The Band, Too Hot for TV.
No.
If you don't know who The Band is, that was on from Diddy's Making a Band with Chopper and Nylon and Babs Bunny. No lie, that album, don't sleep on it.
I gotta make my list really, right now while you talk.
It's really dope. Second on my list, this is in no particular order, by the way, but Everything Is Love, Jay-Z and Beyonce. You can listen to it through and through. That's on the list. Biggie. I was debating between Ready to Die and Life After Death, but Life After Death is a double album, and almost every song on there you could listen to, so I think I'm going to go with Life After Death for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Can't not use that. Thriller, Michael Jackson. I had to look at the track list to see if it wasn't just one or two songs on there that I really listened to.
Right.
But he had a few joints on there. He had a few joints. It was only like 8 songs total or some shit like that. But he had like 6 that you could really listen to through and through. So that made the list. And Brandy, because Brandy's voice is just like nuts. So Brandy, I don't know which album, but one of her albums. Probably 211. One of them. That's 5, right? I think that's 5.
I don't know if it's 5, but...
compiling your list? If it wasn't, we're going to use Ready to Die.
Just put me off guard.
We'll come back to you for that. Russell Simmons and his team came up with the question. That's what our producer said. So you want to go into what's hot in the blocks while you contrive your list?
Yes.
Okay, so Pop Smoke. What was the reason?
What was the reason?
Of Brooklyn.
It doesn't have to wait. Hold on. It doesn't have to be in no order, right?
No.
This is my number. Okay.
No order.
Okay.
So, Pop Smoke. There's a Rolls Royce valued at like $300,000+. It was loaned to Pop Smoke by some guy in Cali to use in one of Pop Smoke's music videos. In exchange, the guy would have gotten like VIP access to a future Pop Smoke concert.
Okay.
That I guess, right? So that was the exchange.
That sounds dumb, but okay.
the next Pop Smoke, they had a verbal agreement. He was supposed to return the Rolls Royce the next day to the guy. That did not happen. So the guy ended up tracking the Rolls Royce to like Arizona. He tracked the location to Arizona, and then he lost GPS signal on it for some reason. Maybe it went too far. He couldn't track it no more. Fast forward to he seen a post Pop Smoke made on Instagram, flossing in front of the Rolls Royce. And you know you could do the location tag on Instagram. He tagged it, Brooklyn, New York. It was in front of his where he live or whatever, or where he's from. So the guy reported it stolen. They found it in Brooklyn, in New York. They say Pop Smoke had it transported from Cali to New York on a truck. Like, you know how they transport cars.
Right.
And that was it. So now he's been charged for, arrested for transporting the stolen Rolls Royce.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's not even no real shit to be like, oh, he's gonna be one of them. Like, no, shut up. That's stupid. It's just a case of Catherine. It's a case of Catherine.
A case of Catherine. Oh, man. It's just unfortunate because you think, like, you got all of your future ahead of you. Like, you've just taken off. You getting hot, and then you pull something like that, allegedly. And it's like, what were you thinking? What was the reason? I don't know.
Well,
why?
Let's see what happens.
We'll see what happens. But, you know, examples tend to be set with folks, so
yes.
I just, like, lock them up, throw away the kids. I don't know. It's wild, but we'll see. The guy got his car back, though, now. And he made changes to the car, too. They say he tinted the window. Like, how you tint somebody else's Rolls Royce window? Yeah.
He planned on keeping that.
And they say the license plate was different. They covered the license plate with somebody else's license plate. A lot.
And he said the license plates were covered?
Yeah, with different plates. Like, instead of the California plates that they were originated
shit.
With, they had Alabama license plates on it.
Captain.
Yikes.
I'm almost done with this. I just gotta get
compiling her list of Bob albums that she would take with her to the afterlife.
I just gotta get the exact name because I don't want to say the wrong, but I think it's
I had to cross reference with Tidal, the music app.
Yeah, I gotta make sure
what it was. All right, let's move on, though, in the meantime, in between time.
Okay.
Beyonce
right.
and Ivy Park. Oh, you got it.
Well, we
you want to say it now?
No, well, we ready. Nah, go ahead. We can
all right, so let's do this
it.
One first. Beyonce and Ivy Park,
okay.
The line dropped finally after much anticipation with, like, one of the most epic rollouts you could think of.
Yep.
She sent a bunch of influential people these giant orange closets filled with, well, it was like a clothing rack. You fill it with the line. And what do people do when they get stuff? Post it to social media. So that's what they did. And that grew and grew and grew. Some people got big racks. Some people got little cases. Some people got shoe boxes. Some people got...
nothing.
Plastic bags.
Plastic bags?
Some people got
no.
gift cards.
No, you lying.
No, nah, I'm joking.
Oh, I'm like, damn. That's the bottom of the bottom.
But there was three different gifts. It was the big one, the little case, and then the little box, like a box. Like a giant shoe box.
I feel sorry for the people who felt like they were good enough to get the, I'm not even gonna say good. Let's just say qualified,
like,
to get the big
gang,
one
gang.
And didn't even get nothing or got the box, or, you know, the people expected to get something big like that. Like, oh, word, I get it. All right.
That basically
just
showed you what level of gang you are on.
Yep.
It's either gang, 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 or just gang, gang, or just gang.
Oh, just gang, hey. How you doing?
<got? laughs>
Oh, this is gang, hey. The box was gang, hey. How you been? I ain't seen you in a while, but I thought of you. Here's the scrap.
Yeah, what was left over.
Here's the scrap. Who's that with the box that was like, what they got? A jacket. A jacket and what? Wait.
One jacket
shit,
and
but...
one pair of sneakers.
And look, but I ain't get shit. But I'm laughing at somebody that got a jacket.
Sure, we could do that because we ain't get shit, though.
Right. But I was like, damn, that's a scratch.
Sorry to that man.
Sorry to that girl. Whoever that woman. Too. But anyway,
the person who I seen that got the box, the little box, was Bevy Smith. She's she like a commentator or something, or like a host?
I know the guy who played Bobby Brown would either great. He was like, oh, you got one too? Bet. He's one of the ones we talk about.
Mm.
I was a little disappointed that they didn't get what they thought they was going to get.
That
they wasn't that bad. He was not gay.
And if you wasn't gang, you had the opportunity to buy it online Friday, and then in stores on Saturday, and it sold out record time.
Did you get anything?
Time, but it sold out. I actually did get something.
Anything?
I got something from In the Cut, because a lot of people I don't think knew. Everybody was running to Adidas, and I don't think they knew other stores was going to be carrying it.
Yeah,
so I was able to grab something from Nordstrom, and it wasn't even crazy in there. It was like, I mean, people was in there, and they were sold out of a lot of things, but it wasn't like Adidas stores had lines wrapped around, like, the block. Nordstrom, there was no lines, no nothing. You just walked in, and...
But even online, it was little stores that I would go to find something that I know that I would not be able to find anywhere else. It was even sold out there. Like, that's how crazy it was. ASOS, you know how they send you the email? You went there and you ain't see one burgundy, one orange. No. But you know what? I love Beyonce because she's on my list. But I ain't getting nothing now because she always want to come up with something. Every time it's time for us to get out with Income Tax Check, she want to come concert, album, now this. Come on now, stop. Every time. No. Every time, no.
She knows exactly the right time. People feel a little more generous at this time of year. They bank account get a little heavier.
They on it. So let's get to your list. Your five albums you take with you to the afterlife
before we forget. All right. So there's no number one, no number two, but Rihanna, Unapologetic, front to back. Lil Kim, Notorious K.I.M.
Classic.
Destiny's Child, Destiny's Fulfilled. To back. Trey Songz, Trigger. Front to back, and let's not include my favorite song of all, Y.A.S. You Ain't Shit. Yes. You Ain't Shit, my favorite song of all time. And you know I don't deal with favorite shit, right? I don't deal with favorites.
Right.
I don't like favorites. Well, I have one, but you can have it all, right? And last but not least, Beyonce, the album by Beyonce. Front to back.
Okay.
Those are albums that I can listen to on repeat all day long, like I just heard it for the first time. So I had to make sure that I was saying the right albums. That's why it took me a while, because I wanted to make sure it was the right album name, because I really don't know the album names. I just know by the song.
Right.
And like you said, I had to make sure it was... All the songs that I actually really love about this artist was on that same album, and that makes sure it was the front to back, like I was saying. All right, but yeah, those are all classic albums.
That's a good list.
All right, let's continue. Enough about me.
So, we've been talking about this and the idea of it for a while. Since Surviving R. Kelly, and Lifetime is finally ready in a Surviving Jeffrey Epstein. I'm hearing it's going to be a four-part series. I don't know what it's going to entail. I don't know if we'll get a Surviving Charlie Sheen next or a Surviving...
we need to.
What's the other guy? I don't even know, but... This is happening, according to Lifetime. So, what you think about it?
I think that this is a great move for them to make, especially for justice for these women. that deserve to be heard because they've been through enough, not only at the moment, but as far as just sticking with them for the rest of their lives, something that they got to deal with for the rest of their lives. And finally, also, they're showing it from not even to be on a racist shit, but, you know, oh, they finally showing a white man that's done something wrong, because it's always somebody black. Like, they don't never go hard on a white man. Like, for example, you just said Charlie Sheen. Like, why is he still on these buses? Why is his show still playing? Like, you know
he's
what I'm
just
saying?
In a new commercial I just seen recently with him in it.
Right.
And
why
him
is
and
he
his
still
pop.
Being praised and supported? You know, what makes it right for him to do anything? And not the black man. It's everybody fuck them all. Take them all down. If that's the case, take them all down. Not
take
just pick and choose who you want to show, who you want to highlight. You know, take them all fucking down. That's how I feel.
Facts. I agree. So we'll see how this develops. It's just being announced, so there's no, like, air date or anything like that. But we'll see how it's going to play out.
Okay.
Let's move on to let's talk about Instagram and how they are going to begin labeling Photoshop images with a false information warning label. So if your image looks extra doctored, they're going to call you out on it.
I just got on Instagram just now, and somebody selling Beyonce shit.
That's all
Instagram.
You see is literally it's a takeover. But they say that Instagram is going to implement this feature that will use a combination of feedback from the community. I'm kind of on the fence about that, and technology to determine if images have been Photoshopped. After that, the image will go through a fact checker. And then Instagram will make the final decision. And they won't hide it if it's Photoshopped or not. They're just going to apply this little label on it, and it's going to say false information.
Let me take my pictures down right now.
What you think about this?
I don't know. I say fuck Instagram. We want to tuck our waist in a little bit more. Now, some people be going too hard, though. They be doing too much.
I hit something on this thing by accident.
I mean, we can't do nothing. We can't. So why the fuck make an app where you could do that if we can't do that? Like, if you can't do it on Instagram, where can you do it?
Right. If you can't be catfish, where can you be a catfish at?
Hey, if you can't be a catfish on Instagram, where can you be a catfish?
Yo, it's crazy, though. I want to know how they're going to be able to determine it, because sometimes Photoshop is, like, the most subtle things. We're not talking about somebody going from 800 pounds to 100 pounds. It's usually, like, some cellulite getting smoothed out.
Right.
You know, a blemish being removed. Like, I want to know how they gonna really be able to determine. Sometimes if you apply a filter or two, it could look Photoshopped. So I don't know
maybe
how this gonna work
it
out.
That's true. That's crazy. Like, what system y'all got to determine that?
Yeah,
and
I'm curious.
And who's out here really selling this shit? We gonna stone him to death. Who's out here promoting this shit? Like.
Yo, speaking of this, though, there's this new series on Netflix called The Circle. Have you seen it yet?
No, you told me about it, though.
And it's basically along these lines. They got a bunch of contestants, and they don't see each other. They don't know each other, but they live in the same building. And the only way they can interact is through this portal called The Circle. So it's similar to like a Facebook in a sense, but it's not as much information. The only thing they get to put up is a picture, a bio, and then occasionally they'll get to update their status or add another photo. So right now I'm up to like episode 5 or 6, and they up to like 3 photos on their thing or whatever, and like a couple of statuses. So the thing is, you never know who the person is. Some of them are their real self, are the who they say they are, and some of them are catfishes. Like,
right.
And they intentionally using a fake picture and just playing along. And the object is to see who could remain the most popular until the end, and then the winner gets like $100,000 or something like that.
And what
so it's basically
called?
Like, it's called the circle. And you're basically just like playing a game in a sense.
I'm
going
to find it. I'm going to put it on my list.
It's definitely super entertaining. And it's two, they start off with two catfishes. And I'm not telling you nothing to blow nothing up. It's set from the jump who these people are. And it's just funny to see how it play out. But it reminded me of, this story reminded me of that.
That's so crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's called
the
circle.
I want to know who's selling this shit. Who's promoting this shit? Nah, bro, we need that. We do need that, though. Now niggas gonna be like, no, son, look, it's really bad. Like,
right.
Facebook got that shit now. Facebook got that shit now. Well, your crop game better be good, girls.
Damn, right?
Better start covering up. The circle better start covering up. Oh, the social media competition. Better start covering up.
Let's move on to Eminem's surprise album. How do you feel about Eminem?
Okay.
Do you listen to Eminem? Do you like Eminem? What?
Yeah, I like Eminem. Yeah, I mean it's not something I'm gonna. Oh, you heard the new Eminem? Well, that just happened. Oh, you heard the new Eminem album? I have to go download and listen. No, it's not something like that. But yeah, I like his music.
Yeah, so he just surprise released. This is the second time he did this, or maybe the third, but it's called Music to be Murdered By. I listened to it the other day when it first dropped Friday, and
right.
he got a couple of joints on there, and it's actually doing pretty good. According to Hits Daily Double, it's over 325,000 sales plus streaming. You know, people don't really sell albums like that these days anymore. So
right.
For him to do that much, and it's because they're incorporating the streaming in it too, but still, and 125,000 in pure sales. So when you combine it together, he's slated to open at number one. And there's a few songs. It's 20 songs and probably 5 of them made it to be like downloaded into my phone, and then a few others probably made it to just be in the playlist. But he got some jams on there.
I
got
a Definitely. Listen.
Yeah, I'll tell you which ones I think you should hear that I think you might like. I'll tell you after the show. But let's get into a song.
Alright, what song we gonna get into?
Let's
different
get
world.
Into A Different World. This is my song, produced by my boy Venor, and it's basically speaking about what it's like to be black in America. And samples Aretha Franklin from the hit TV show A Different World. Let's get into that. And when we come back, we're talking about Jay-Z suing the Mississippi, what do you call it? Like jail system, in a sense. I don't know if you've seen these pictures and videos that's been floating around, but there's a jail in Mississippi prison that is like inhumane conditions. Like these people are basically being treated like worse than animals. I can't even say being treated like animals, because I don't even think animals would be treated like this. There's been people that are missing. How are you missing in a jail? People that have died. The conditions is crazy. The water look crazy. The food look crazy. The It's just wow. So Jay-Z got on board with a few other people and lawyered up, and they're suing the system. We're going to talk about that. We also talk about Biggie and Whitney being inducted into the 2020 Hall of Fame. And we got What Blows Mine after that. Let's get into A Different World by Hollywood. Hollywood and Friends Radio will be right.
Lights told you it's late. Mama worried. Worry about if today is the day that a son don't make it home for his plate. Can you relate? Cops got a quarter, so they all in your face. You just hoping that they give you a break. No sudden moves or they blow you away. It's enough to give a nigga the shake. Can you relate? We are not the same. I am a Martian. And your convertible eyes, you roll them often. But you will never see your kid lay in the coffin. Last breath in the badge, you're standing over him. Said he reached, but I ain't buying. Mama crying cause the cops lying. DEA and judges, they all conspiring. Wish we could straighten the mold out like an ironing. The irony, he crooked, she crooked. The cops, attorneys, and the judges colluding. Get you alone long enough, plea you took it. And this ain't no bookings, you broken. Basically, whole life is ruined. Guilty till innocence proven. This what it's like to be black and from Brooklyn. But you can't relate cause your privilege is stupid.
Come take a walk in my shoes, show you some difficult views, yeah, yeah. Shit that you see on the news, and then Richie has it on a clue, yeah, yeah. Come take a walk in my shoes, show you some difficult views, yeah, yeah. Shit that you see on the news, and then Richie has it on a clue, yeah, yeah.
Shootouts, I'm just out there to play, hoping that I ain't hit with a stretch. Ducking behind the monkey bars, holding the gate, a nigga lucky just to be here today. Where I'm from, some people never make it past 8. Can you relate? 8 years old, or 8th grade, or 8 o'clock yesterday. Nigga, come take a walk in my shoes. Show you some difficult views, yeah, yeah. Shit that you see on the news, to live that you haven't a clue, yeah, yeah. Fast forward, it's different, boy. Tides changing, it's shifting, boy. Rent high on them listings, boy. Buying the poor out is eviction, boy. And change is good, so I embrace it. But that ain't the issue, let's face it. The bigger thing is you come in the eyes faces. Just turn around and be racist. Shit different, oh so different. Can't relate how we living. Top of that, MAGA got some trip. And it's time like Audemars to open this dialogue. What's up?
Yo, and we're back. That was Hollywood with A Different World, produced by Manor. You can see the music video on YouTube, A Different World.
Good stuff.
Keeping on the theme of A Different World and what the injustices and shit, there's a prison or jail, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, in Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
where they are. I don't know if you didn't see it yet. I'm gonna send it to you. But it looked, the conditions look outrageous.
Crazy.
Outrageous.
Wow.
Crazy. So Jay-Z is suing the head of Mississippi Department of Corrections and the mm-hmm. warden of the state penitentiary, and this is on behalf of 29 prisoners who say. The people he's suing have done nothing to stop the violence that left 5 inmates dead in the past 2 weeks.
Damn.
They say in the lawsuit that these deaths are a direct result of Mississippi's utter disregard for the people it has incarcerated and their constitutional rights.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. It also says the unthinkable spate of deaths is a culmination of years of severe understaffing and neglect
at Mississippi's prisons, as Mississippi has incarcerated increasing numbers of people, it has dramatically reduced its funding of prisons. And as a result, prison conditions fail to meet even the most basic human rights. People are forced to live in squalor with rats that crawl all over them as they sleep on the floor because apparently there's
enough beds.
They've been denied even a mattress for their cots to sleep on. So, Roc Nation and Jay-Z and Team Rock, they're demanding that Mississippi take immediate steps to remedy this intolerable situation. And when you look at the pictures and stuff, it is like, it's nuts. What you think about?
How do they become aware of these stories, though? That's what I want to know. Like,
social media. The beauty of social media. That's one of the good parts. Because, you know, a lot of people have, like, phones in jail. They have Instagram accounts in jail. It's a new day with that. So, thankfully, because they are able to post pictures and shit of the situation.
Yeah, but you could say social media, yes, but some things do go, like, you know, people do ignore a lot of people. How many fans do they get a day that's going to try to contact them? What makes this stand out to where they're like, oh, let me see, let me look, you know?
I mean, I know for me, as soon as I seen the pictures, I'm just like, nah, this is crazy. This is
crazy.
Unacceptable, like, super crazy. Like, I know it's jail. You expect, like, they're criminals, right? But it's like, nah, that's different. Like, jail should be still certain, like, basic things that go on or that should go on in jail. It doesn't mean just because you committed a crime.
Jail,
you know,
a
lot of
like
people
savage.
Are. Exactly. You know, a lot of people are in jail just for wrong reasons. Some people are in there not even supposed to be in there. There's various situations. Yeah, there's murderers and stuff in there too, but the conditions are still like not
wicked
good. Yeah, but what do you think about the situation and Jay-Z stepping into?
Well, I think that if he don't step in, like, who is? Will we even hear about it if he didn't? Will we be even talking about it right now if he didn't? No, we would not know anything about it. So it's, I mean, I think he got to do what he got to do, and he should do what he want to do. Like, he want to help and help, you know? It's fucked up that people got to live like, because you know there's people in there that didn't even commit crimes, and they unlawfully kept in prison.
Yeah.
And they got to live like that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But
it's nuts.
Shit like that. But yeah, somebody got to take a stand. Yeah.
Right. And hopefully this lawsuit opens their eyes to it, to the condition. They already know what's going on, but it's like they probably feel like, oh, ain't nothing. Like, they ain't going. It's whatever, like. But not knowing that the power of social media is going to kick in.
Right.
And then to have somebody like Jay-Z step in, who's super influential. So hopefully a change gonna come with that. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully a change will come.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it's already a change already happened. Somebody took notice.
Right. Let's move on though.
About it. Moving along.
Last but not least, the 2020 inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are in, and only people we care about. Now I'm just playing, but Depeche Mode is in it. The Doobie Brothers, Nine Inch Nails, somebody named T-Rex. I'm not sure who that is, but more notably, who we care about is Whitney Houston and the Notorious B.I.G. First time honor nominees and first time inductees.
Oh.
So how it works for the Hall of Fame to be eligible, An individual artist or band must have released their first commercial recording at least 25 years prior to the nomination.
Okay.
That's crazy, right?
That's crazy. 25 years?
25 years ago. More than 1,000 artists are on the ballot, and it includes current living inductees, historians, and members of the music industry. Some of our favorite artists. Factors such as artist musical influence, body of work, innovation, style, and technique are taken into consideration with voting, according to the organization. And Whitney Houston and Biggie made the cut. What you think?
That's dope. That's dope, finally.
Yeah.
25 years, though? Damn.
25 years ago. So this is the 35th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. The ceremony is going to take place in May in Ohio. And I was reading some comments when the news first broke, and some people were saying they wish it would have happened last year, because remember, the ceremony was held in Brooklyn last year at the Barclays Center. So it would have been dope to have Biggie a part of it. And it was in Brooklyn. That would have been epic.
I don't remember it being in Brooklyn last year.
Yeah, it was in Brooklyn at the Barclays. It was either last year or the year before that, but it was definitely in the Barclays.
Oh, okay. So what we got next?
What blows? It's the part of the show we say because our nice skin works our nerves.
On our nerves, yes.
Let's get that theme music popping. Shut up. What blows my
mind
for the show? What we say, gets under our skin, works our nerves. What have you seen, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544. Press 1 if you happen to be on the line already. You know what my next question is, right?
Oh, what blows mine?
Ding, 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 ding. What was the reason?
What blows my... What was the reason? I can't even really think of nothing that blows mine right now because I'm in a happy state. Until somebody brings something up, then I'm like, yeah, right?
Right. Well, I can't say I... really have anything that blows mine. I kind of mentioned it earlier in terms of Instagram and their algorithms and how they choose what to show, when to show it, who to not show, like who's in charge over there. Just if someone posts something, excuse me, I'm wild congested right now. If someone posts something, why not just throw it in the queue? Like, what's wrong with just throwing it in the queue? And when I open the app, if I see it, I see it. If I don't, I don't. But why not just throw it in the queue? Like, what's going on? I see the same people over and over, and I'm hearing that it's based on who you interact with. Like, if you like enough of a person's post or comment enough, that's who you're going to see more of. And it's like,
oh, really?
Trash. It's stupid.
That's crazy.
They over here worrying about putting false information tags on pictures. But they need to fix the algorithm. That blows my mind.
I don't know, man. It's just like that time when your cousin just kept posting and posting and posting. Like, I'm not liking all of this shit. so I could keep seeing this. Yo, shit was driving me crazy.
And that mix is even worse because, like, I seen those posts too, and then I look at the time it was posted. The shit was from like 2 days ago, and it's like, what? Why is this hair on my feed from two days ago? Meanwhile, you probably just posted something, and I don't see it. Not there.
Well, I just.
But they posted shit from 2 days ago. It's crazy. But yeah. So last call for alcohol, 646-716-8544. What blows?
What blows you?
About on the show today.
I'm sorry, I ain't angry. I ain't angry today.
I just said what blows me.
No, I said I'm sorry. I ain't angry today.
2020, new year. Let me see if we got any response to the question today. In the meantime, in between time, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Our Instagram is at Hollywood and Friends. Judy, where you at?
Judy.blue, B-L-U, on Instagram. If I'm still on there. Here every Sunday at the same time. You catch our YouTubes on YouTube, Hampton Blue, right?
Yep.
I still forget that.
You got it right.
Hampton Blue. Oh, Hampton Blue. Well, I said here every Sunday at the same time, right? Because I always say that. But yeah. We out, right?
Sure. We out. You can follow me at I Am Hollywood, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow our producer, Stacey, at Hampton Blue Network, BLU on Blue. And like Judy just said, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. Enjoy your Sunday.
Enjoy your
we'll
Sunday.
Be back
happy
next
Sunday,
week.
People.
Same place, same time. Thank you for listening.
And we out.
Being a fun. We out.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.